Weather forecast
Radio.
Clouds and clouds to start the day off with partial clearing by this afternoon. High temperatures around 72 degrees. Tonight, clear skies. Low temperatures dropping down to about 57 for Tuesday and running out the rest of the week. More sunshine expected. High temperatures on the rise. Mid to upper 70s. With clear skies through the overnight. Low temperatures in the upper 50s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Mary Angela McGuire stepping in for Dr. Pat as guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, up next on KKNW and TransformationTalkRadio.com.
To the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey everyone, I'm Mary Angela McGuire and I'm guest hosting today on the Dr. Pat Show. I'm really excited about this opportunity and grateful to her for providing it to me. My regular gig on Transformation Talk Radio is a show, a podcast on Thursdays at noon, 3 Central or Eastern Time, called Nothing But Now. And it's a show where I really focus on the mindfulness journey, trying to help people and always actually, to be honest, helping myself pay attention to how to bring mindful practices into my daily life. There are simple ideas, but they can be very challenging to incorporate into our day. And so we talk about strategies and challenges. And then every other week on the show, I've been doing a new segment called Voices, where I'm trying to bring attention to the relationship between mindfulness and racism. You know, as a white woman, I feel I have my particular obligation to bring to conscious awareness deeply embedded ideas I have, that all of us have, about racial inequality and about white racial superiority. And so one of the ways that I'm doing this is that recognition that as a white person, I don't necessarily have a lot of contact with African Americans. And maybe the most information I get is from the media, which means I have a pretty narrow and distorted picture. So what I do every other week is that I've been interviewing people from my life, who people I've met through work, through my neighborhood, through volunteer activities, who are African American, people whose lives in some ways are ordinary, just like mine, and in other ways, absolutely extraordinary. I simply want to bring to all of us who are white counter narratives, counter to the distorted and narrow view we get from the media. And for Black, Indigenous, people of color, I hope that in listening to these stories, you'll hear stories that resonate with your experience. And again, stories you don't hear enough of in the regular media. So I'm pushing that topic a little bit further today by talking about diversity, inclusion, equity at a really critical moment in our culture and our history. And I'm doing that with my guest, Dr. Diane Goodman. Diane, thank you so much for joining me today on the Dr. Pat Show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you.
Yes. So Diane is a What is Diane not? Diane is a consultant. She's an educator. She's an author. I'm guessing you've been a mentor to many in this space around diversity, inclusion, social justice. And this has been part of your professional life from very early in your professional life. Is that right?
That is right. I've been doing this work in one form or another, mostly as an educator, broadly defined, for over 35 years at this point.
Wow.
And it is work I am still as passionate about and clearly is as needed today as it was when I started.
Exactly. Well, you know, that's a segue to something I've been thinking about quite a bit. You know, you and I are of an age where we can think back, I'm guessing, to our childhood and remember seeing on television in particular violence in the streets, right? Unrest around issues of racial injustice. I remember as a little kid seeing that, and it was scary, wondering what is going on, seeing people in incredible pain, being treated unfairly for reasons that seemed terribly arbitrary. And here we are, 50 years later, seen some very similar images. So, Diane, as an expert, as someone who's devoted her career to these issues, I just wonder, how are you making sense of the current moment that we're in?
Well, first of all, I want to say I don't feel like an expert. These are issues I've been thinking about and learning about and talking about for a long time, but certainly in no way consider myself an expert or have, you know, the definitive perspective on these issues. And as you said before, being a white woman as I am, you know, certainly that informs my lens on this.
Right.
And I really, as you, try to listen very deeply to Black, Indigenous people of color and what they're saying and what they're experiencing from their realities. But having said that, I mean, it is hard for anyone to be watching the news and not to certainly have a response, and I think we have different responses to it. The one thing that I think is really important that I've appreciated what others have said is, how do we not focus specifically on the violence or the some people who are doing the looting, and what is the more important message that people are trying to express?
Okay.
And I think it is easy to get distracted by, and certainly our president is intentionally trying to turn our attention to the violence that's occurring and to exploit that, and not talking about what the more important and central issue is, which is racism and racial injustice and racism in the criminal justice system. And so I think we need to continue to turn our attention back, in this case, what happened to, you know, Mr. Blake, but also obviously the much larger issues that's reflective of.
Right. In these last few months, when so many stories have been held up as bringing our attention to that systemic racism, and particularly in the relationship between members of the Black community or Black people in America and the police, but if I think about the four stories that we've talked about the most in the last few months, those are by no means the only ones. So how do you not lose a sense of hope and that sense that if I'm a person of color, I don't know how I could think that things are getting better. And as a white person, I struggle with that as well. How do you stay positive or maybe you don't? I mean, how do you deal with the experiences and watching what's happening?
It's a great question. And I'm seeing among my BIPOC, Black, Indigenous people of color, friends and colleagues, a level of despair, anger, frustration that they're saying they haven't experienced in a long time. You know, people who are, and even watching people on TV who professionally talk about these issues, that I think this has taken a tremendous, tremendous emotional toll on people. So I want to recognize that. And I know just for myself how deeply despairing and horrifying it is to see what is just happening over and over and over again, knowing that this is the tip of the iceberg, you know, knowing that this is happening all the time that we don't know about and has been. But in terms of the hopefulness, I think this is where history is important.
Okay.
I think history is important for us to understand this is part of a pattern, that this is not, I mean, you're referring back 50 years or thereabouts, but clearly we can go way, way back, further than that. It's the founding of this country, and about how these patterns of violence against Black people and other people of color have been part of our history and has been used as a way to control and to oppress and to marginalize people. So that's one part of the history that I think we need to be mindful of, that this is part of a pattern. At the same time, we're also part of a history that has fought against this and has waged resistance. And in some very effective ways, because we certainly do have laws that didn't exist before. We certainly do have remedies that didn't exist before. We certainly do have people of color in positions of power where they weren't before. So I think it's important to hold on to the fact that while these patterns of violence and white supremacy and racism have always existed throughout the history in this country, that so far, also, have people who have fought against it. And that includes other white people, that there have been white people who have joined these struggles again throughout history. And so, you know, I do come back to Martin Luther King, you know, the arc of the, I'm not saying this quite right, moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to make sure it bends towards justice. Mm-hmm. I don't think it just automatically happens that way. But I think big picture, mm-hmm. I think things have changed. Mm-hmm. And in this moment in particular, as people have said, these demonstrations and marches have been bigger than they've been, that they've included more white people than they've ever seen, mm-hmm. that people are talking about white supremacy, mm-hmm. systemic racism, you know, these big scary words that people haven't talked about before, mm-hmm. and really are demanding significant changes. Mm-hmm. So that is the other piece of the hopefulness, is that I hope we are at a moment in time where we can really take these issues on in a more significant way.
And we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want us to talk about the distinction between, because you were talking about what has changed. And, of course, I was a kid, but I don't remember from childhood seeing pictures on the street of demonstrations, both peaceful and violent demonstrations, but also of police brutality. But what I don't remember from that time are people really using the language of things like systemic racism, right, of white privilege, of being able to talk about those things in really powerful ways. So when we come back, we're also going to talk about that distinction between what does it to mean to say that I'm not a racist versus being an anti-racist? What's the difference between individual action and more collective action? But first, we're going to take a break. Folks, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Mary Angela McGuire, guest hosting today with my guest, Dr. Diane Goodman. I hope you'll join us after the break.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the good life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationDocRadio.com. Are you truly ready to experience overflow in every area of your life? Are you ready to go from limited to limitless? Imagine starting your week off with a deeper connection to the God consciousness. It's time for you to feel inspired, uplifted, and shifted. I invite you to join me, Tracy L., online or in person for our Soul Sundays. Start your week off.